I'm here at the Northwest Vision and Media, and I'm here with...
I'm Lynn McCadden, and I'm Director of Skills and New Projects at Vision and Media.
So what do you... tell me what you do. What's your role?
Okay, my role is to develop the talent in the Northwest and to look after the freelance talent and also to deal with the talent which is in a lot of the businesses in the Northwest, right across all the digital media sectors.
So a Vision of Media is sat right in the heart of Media City. So what are your thoughts?
Well, my office actually just looks out onto Media City, and we've been here for the past 14 months. And as I sort of like prepare to think about the future, what we're seeing in front of us is, after all the excitement of the BBC move and that being talked about probably for about 4 or 5 years now, I'm actually watching it take real human shape across the road. And so I think 2011 is going to be a hugely exciting but also really interesting year for the future of media in the nations and regions, because the buildings are there, the people are coming, the exact dates we're not entirely too sure of, but you know, we know that they are coming. We built it and they are coming. I think what's going to be really interesting to see, though, this year and the next 18 months, 2 years, is just how much of a real success that is. A lot is riding on this. In terms of the audiences, will the audiences actually fully appreciate the move? Will it actually achieve what the BBC wanted to achieve, which is more connection with audiences outside London? That's going to be interesting to see whether Physical Move actually really does that. Will it succeed internally with the BBC? Will they be able to convince both their staff, but also those in positions of power within the BBC, that actually moving outside London is both financially and production-wise a better move? And finally, will they be able to make real impact on some of the political questions that are being asked, the amount of money that's being spent, and is this the right thing to do? Everybody that works in the media in the nations and regions is convinced that this will make an impact. But I, you know, we want to see real impact over the next 18 months, 2 years, and I'll be looking for the BBC to really prove that what they're doing is the right thing.
Okay, so there's a lot of talk of the BBC, but clearly everybody's saying this isn't just about the BBC. What are your thoughts on sort of not just feeders and people who will be providers for the BBC, but how that could grow an industry beyond?
That's a really interesting question, and we have tangibly seen and felt the difference of that over the last probably 18 months or so. We've been working with a lot of the companies who are going to be supplying and feeding the BBC, as you say. But we've also been developing a lot of the talent and working with that pipeline through universities and colleges, and watching the talent sort of really grow and head towards Media City. There is no doubt that in it, from an individual perspective, certainly from young people's perspective, they will be looking to Media City, and the number one attraction will be the BBC. I think what we're actually going to get, what we should get from that, is obviously the bigger buzz that creates in the wider northern, certainly the northern media independent companies, is more and more talent being attracted to their supply chain as well, which I think is terrific. There is a bit of a message issue that we do have to get out, that this is not only about the BBC, it is actually about creating a real media city with other companies. And, you know, to be fair, that's still not a proven point. We have the
BBC. Am I right that Granada's moving?
Yeah, ITV's coming. They announced that just before Christmas. The fact that we all sort of have known that for, you know, years and years and years. but it was fantastic that they actually announced that Coronation Street's going to the other side of the river over in Trafford, not in Salford. But, you know, hey, it's only a bridge away. I think it's going to be a really different ITV. It's going to be an ITV which is not the iconic ITV which was on Quay Street in Manchester. It's going to be a couple of floors in the building above the university. So it's going to be a very different ITV. But the fact is, you've got the two broadcasters working literally within spitting distance of each other. In between, almost jammed in between that, is the supply of new talent coming through from the university. And Let's say the honey in that sandwich as well, hopefully, is the small businesses that are going to, and big businesses, including the CIS who are moving up from London as well, who are going to operate the studio. So small and big businesses sticking around there as part of that sandwich, which will truly make it exciting.
So clearly there's a lot of talent around here and there is potential to move here. What do you think the effect might be for the rest of the North, as it were?
Well, when I sit with businesses anytime, I think there's two completely black and white shades of opinion really around that. The first is that all of our best talent is really going to bleed to the BBC and we're going to be drained of all that. The second view, which is quite the opposite, is it's a fantastic opportunity, it'll attract more talent and we will only feed and benefit from that. I'm inclined to absolutely go with the latter end of that. I'm not a natural optimist, but certainly when I see the talent and when I work directly with the talent that's coming through, I am more than convinced that there's an awful lot to go around. I do think that there is a lot to be gained by the independent community, both radio and television and in digital media, seeing this very much as a partnership and looking towards the BBC's move as an opportunity and not as a negative. And certainly that's the approach that we take. And there's enough, believe me, there's enough talent out there. You just need to put your hand up and it will come, believe me.
So it will have a positive effect, I think, beyond Manchester and Manchester's borders.
You know, I think maybe short term, definitely short term, there's, you know, particularly maybe senior talent is going to drain from some of the independent sector and move immediately to fill some of the senior positions that are not moving up from London, people's jobs. I do think there will be a short-term impact. I'm not going to deny that. But I think long-term, everybody's going to gain in this.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.